Welcome to the Akeen Mind Podcast. I'm Jude, a licensed therapist and meditation teacher. Most people struggle with stress and feel overwhelmed when they can't keep up with life's demands. And currently, that's basically everybody. It's normal to be experiencing stress and anxiety right now, and mindfulness can really help. In today's episode, I'm going to cover two ways that mindfulness can help you reduce stress, followed by a brief guided meditation. But before I jump in, I'm excited to announce that this Saturday, April 4th from 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to provide a free mini mindfulness retreat to help you reduce stress. The retreat will be held on Zoom and you can register on Eventbrite. The link will be in the show notes. This workshop will benefit beginners and experienced meditators. In this workshop, you're going to learn meditation techniques that are designed to turn off your stress response. Participate in gentle, mindful movements and hatha yoga. Now, it's important to note here that no matter what your skill level is, you are invited to attend. Because the intention here is that you can even participate visually if for some reason you're unable to participate in the movement. We're also going to be doing guided meditations. You'll have the opportunity to ask questions and engage in discussion. You're going to learn practical ways that mindfulness can apply to you in the midst of this crisis. So I really hope that you will come. You can go ahead and email me comments or questions that you would like me to cover in this upcoming training, jude@akeenmind.com, or you can even leave a voicemail message through the podcast on Anchor. So feel free to reach out to me however it works best for you, but most of all, make sure you register for this event. I'm offering this event free because people need mindfulness and meditation now more than ever. So I hope to see you there. I'll also have a link up on my website, www.akeenmind.com. Okay, so I promised two tips on how mindfulness can help you reduce stress. Now, number one is that mindfulness can help us recognize when we're beginning to feel overwhelmed. Yeah, you might think, but I already know that I'm all overwhelmed. How is mindfulness going to help me do anything about these feelings? But the truth is that many times we don't catch ourselves getting all wound up, and mindfulness can help us catch it sooner, that we become more aware of how we're feeling and thinking prior to spiraling out of control. Now, while anxiety and stress is par for the course right now in this environment, too much stress and too much anxiety can cause us to lose our ability to be objective. Now, taking regular times to slow down and take deep breaths is a way for you to practice mindfulness. Notice how you're feeling and what you're thinking about without trying to fix or solve anything. That's just simply observing your experience. Most of us aren't used to observing without trying to fix or solve, unless you already have a meditation practice. And if you do, it's still easy to get caught up in a story of our thoughts. And with so much uncertainty in our future, these habit-forming loops can go on and on unless we interrupt the process by being mindful. Simply being more present with our thoughts and feelings can allow us to respond more wisely. The second thing that you can do is wash your hands with warm soapy water for 20 seconds. Now, hopefully you're already doing this, but how can you do it more mindfully? Well, you can take that 20 seconds to practice mindfulness. Instead of rushing through the process, you can slow down. Feel the warmth of the water. Notice the smell of the soap. Notice what it feels like for your hands to be cleaning one another. Perhaps focus on being thorough, washing the backs of your hands, washing your thumbs, making sure that you're washing your fingers well, paying attention closely to this process. That's one other way for you to be mindful. Now, Maybe you've already been doing this and you're looking for some other way to use this hand washing time to your benefit. So another thing you could do is to really bring a loved one to mind as you wash your hands. Perhaps this is someone that you can't be as close to because of the social distancing rules that are out there, but you can bring this person to mind, visualize them, and send them well wishes, wishing them to be healthy, peaceful, safe, sending them love. However it makes sense to you to visualize this person and wish them well. Hopefully you'll find these tips to be helpful. I'd like to hear your feedback and also entertain questions that you may have that you would like me to cover on future shows. Now let's transition to a meditation. Take a position that is comfortable for you, yet alert and awake. Allow your gaze to soften or close your eyes. And just notice where your body is making contact with the surface beneath you. Observe what you can sense and feel in your body. Be curious. Warmth, coolness, tingling, changing sensations, or non-feeling. What you're experiencing is fine, just on its own. There's nothing in particular that you should be experiencing. You're invited to open to what's here just as it is. Laying out a welcome mat for your experiences to be just as they are. To give yourself a break from trying to fix or solve anything. A break from doing, as you're invited just to be. And begin to notice your breath flowing in and out. Noticing the coolness as you breathe in, the warmth as you breathe out. And as a way of collecting our attention, we'll take several deep breaths in deeply through the nostrils, filling the chest, lungs, belly, and out through the mouth, releasing the breath. Letting go, letting go, letting be. Deep breath in, letting go, letting go, letting be. Few more times. Deep breath in, letting go, letting go, letting be. Deep breath in, letting go, letting go, letting be. One more time, taking deep breath in and letting go. Allowing your breath to resume a natural rhythm and flow when you're ready. And to just witness this breath as it is, flowing in and out. Noticing the coolness as you breathe in, the warmth as you breathe out. Noticing the pause at the top of your in-breath, and again the pause at the bottom of your out-breath. Your mind wanders away from breathing, Notice where it goes. To thoughts about the past or the future, questions that may arise in the mind, emotions that you may experience. Just observe what is present without holding on to or pushing away from yourself, but just to watch, to see what's here without judgment, and then return to breathing, watching the breath flow in and out. Expand your awareness to include your body as a whole, resting here, breathing, watching your body expand on the in-breath, and watching your body let go on the out-breath. Gently move awareness now to the belly. Sense and feel what you can hear. And allow your belly to be soft and at ease. Allowing this sense of ease to spread from your belly down into your legs. Noticing the muscles of the upper legs, noticing the knees, lower legs, feet, allowing the legs to feel warm and heavy, letting them be. Noticing the arms and how they're resting. Allowing the arms to be warm and heavy. Allowing the muscles to soften. Noticing the shoulders. Perhaps imagining they're like blocks of ice melting, becoming more fluid and flexible. To imagine the water turns to gas, shoulders becoming even lighter, letting be. Noticing the back, upper back, middle back, low back. Being curious about what you can sense and feel and letting it be just as it is. Allowing your awareness to expand to include the body as a whole. The head, neck, shoulders, torso. Hips, legs, feet. Holding your body in awareness. Noticing what you can. And breathing. Letting thoughts come and go, feelings come and go. As you anchor yourself to this breath, I'm And take a few more breaths from this space right here, just watching the breath flow in and out. And then giving yourself the gift of coming out of the meditation softly and gently, allowing the fingers and toes to move. Allowing the eyes to open. Noticing how you feel. Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate you listening, and I hope to see you at the mini retreat this Saturday at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to register for that. Please send me your comments and questions. I enjoy interacting with you all and wish you safety and peace for you and your loved ones. Take care of each other.